I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. For many years, women have been largely left out when it comes to hunting and fishing and other outdoor pursuits. But in recent years, things have changed drastically. And the DNR is working to fuel those outdoor desires in females with workshops to give them some hands-on experience and assistance. Talk more about becoming an outdoors woman right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. The next Becoming an Outdoors Woman workshop is set for the weekend of April 13th, 14th, and 15th at Stonewall Jackson State Park in Lewis County. Over the last several years, the DNR has put on two of these events every year, and they are becoming more and more popular every year. Women enjoy the opportunity to get hands-on instruction from professionals in a wide range of outdoor activities. Billy Shearer is coordinator of the program for the West Virginia DNR and explains what they have available.
We offer several classes for hunting, fishing, and just anything outdoors. We do mountain biking and overnight backpacking and basic camping and fishing and advanced map and compass, Dutch oven, canoeing. We do wild game cooking, nature craft, bow hunting, digital nature photography. That's just a few of the classes that we offer.
Yeah, those are just some of the high points. Billy says the workshops offer a woman an opportunity to experience many of those outdoor-related activities and determine if it's something they would enjoy to do in the company of other women, many of whom are there for the first time as well.
I think sometimes they might feel like that. They feel like when they get with a bunch of other women, then they have the same interests, and it kind of builds up their spirit and they want to get out and try it too.
And some women are almost reaching graduate level with some of these workshops.
A lot of women like to keep coming because they like to take different classes, and then they take it home to their kids or their grandkids. And a lot of women have started hunting and fishing. I mean, once they come to these classes and they see that they can do it themselves, and they take it back and they go out and enjoy it.
Many times women learning these activities from their husbands are forced to learn at a level they may not be comfortable with and wind up with both of them being frustrated. There's no such thing as that at the Becoming an Outdoors Woman workshop.
No pressure whatsoever. You go to a class and you're in the class and you think, wow, I really like this, or wow, no wonder I don't want to do this. You know, you just kind of get the feeling with other women. And when you talk to the other women and they're out doing it, then it makes you notice that you can do it too.
And if it sounds like something you'd be interested in, you need to sign up soon because spots go quickly, although they are still available.
You have to be 18 and older, and the price is $200. The $200 covers your lodging, and it covers your Friday night meal and your Saturday lunch and dinner.
And you can learn more about becoming an outdoors woman at the DNR's website, wvdnr.gov. Deadline to apply for the April workshop is March 13th. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.